This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Some of you are familiar with a TV show called NCIS. I've never seen it, not because of any moral superiority. I'm just not interested in those type of shows. I think Mark Harmon stars as Leroy Jethro Gibbs in the show. It's a show about a naval investigative team who looks into the murder of naval and marine personnel each week. John Walton, the minister in New York City, says he describes it as a kind of forensic CSI with a military theme. Gibbs is the seasoned ex-Marine who heads the detective unit, and he has created certain rules that are inviolate, they can't change, and they're called Gibbs rules. And rule number 6, according to this author, is that you are to never apologize. Gibbs has the rule, you never apologize. Never apologize. John Walton, minister of First Presbyterian Church in New York City, says that makes for great TV, but it makes for a lousy marriage. May make great television or great movie, but it makes for a lousy family life where there are people in that family who never apologize for anything. And you see, inherent with the idea of never apologizing is that there's never any acknowledgement of wrongdoing. If you are a man who says, I never apologize, I never acknowledge anything wrong, if you're a woman who does the same thing, I want to tell you something. It may be one of the most serious problems in your life. And that may surprise you to say that, but I really believe that. If you're a person who can never apologize and never acknowledge wrongdoing, there's something wrong in your spirit. Because healing comes to the marriage, healing comes to the family, healing comes to any relationship where somebody finally comes up and says, I've sinned, will you forgive me? That's when healing begins. That's when release begins. That's when deliverance comes, when we acknowledge our sin. The most important verse in this whole passage of chapter 32 and 38 today is verse 5 of chapter 32. I want to bring it up again. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. I want you, those of you that take notes, to write these words down, because I'm going to give you the definition of confession. It's not what you think it is. Confessing sin is brokenness that leads to repentance, that leads to a change of behavior. Listen to that again. I really believe this is powerful. Confession is brokenness. David was broken. He was a broken man by his sin. You read Psalm 6, you read Psalm 32, 38, 51, and so on, the seven penitential psalms, you see a broken man. And brokenness led to repentance, which means to turn. That's all repentance means. And the repentance then leads to a change of behavior. And somebody perhaps needs to do that today, where it speaks to your life in a personal, private way. I acknowledged my sin. I didn't cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you will forgive the guilt of my sin. You did forgive the guilt of my sin.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, I share a concluding story that I wasn't planning to share. Occasionally, something gets into a message that wasn't in your notes, it wasn't planned. That's what happens tomorrow on our program. It's a powerful story out of my family I want to share with you tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.